Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Spiritually Fit Show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Grateful that we could spend a little time together today. Each week, the intent of our show is to discuss certain practices you can use to get or keep yourself in tip-top spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional shape. We call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy-to-apply 7 daily practices can help anyone who is looking to transform their life. So welcome to the Spiritually Fit Show. For those of you who are new, welcome aboard. Our show is kind of like revolved around the 7 daily practices in the spiritually fit lifestyle. We've had guests that talk about prayer, nutrition, meditation, yoga. And once in a while, if I don't have a guest, we put these tools to work by trying to overcome some things maybe in our life that don't serve us. And I thought today would be good to talk about and eliminate the word worry in our vocabulary. One of the spiritual fitness practices that I mentioned in the book, The Humble Warrior, now we talk about is daily readers. And one daily reader I have is Norman Vincent Peale, Positive Thinking Every Day, an inspiration for each day of the year. And I read that quote. One of the first things I do in the morning after I do the rosary reads and meditate on that quote. And that's kind of like the thread throughout the day. And when I read today's this morning, I thought it'd be perfect for the show. So I'm going to read it to you real quickly. I should say real slowly. And then I'll read it again. And then we're going to create sacred space, do like a 60-second meditation, and really work together. Maybe eliminating this word from our vocabulary because I don't see any positive impact this word has. So May 23rd, here we go. See how many people you can help to cure their own worry habit. In helping another to overcome worry, you get great power over it within yourself. So I'm going to read this one more time, but before I read it, when I'm done reading it, we're going to do a 60-second meditation. And in that meditation, put the intention out there to eliminate worry, or at least start the process of eliminating worry in your life. And then we'll talk about it. Okay? Here we go. See how many people you can help to cure their own worry habit. In helping another to overcome worry, you get greater power over it within yourself. Nate, let's do the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back. Okay. Let's work on maybe not using this word, as it maybe is not serving us in the highest good. So I think first we have to dig deep in how worry has come into our life and understand that when we came into this world, we didn't have a worry in the world, you know? And so there were conditions passed to us, either through parents or whomever, of being worried. And, you know, there's that term, oh, he or she is a worrywart, you know, always worried, always worried. And to some degree, I grew up in a household like that. My mom was always worried and, or, you know, the glass is, you know, half empty as versus half full. And so that's the first thing to realize is that you're carrying someone else's stuff from way back when regarding worry. As I've explored, you know, keep going deeper, deeper, deeper into the soul and doing soul work and spirit work and, you know, committed to the spiritual lifestyle and spiritual development and self-development. You know, you could break this habit, the worry habit, like this quote says. And I think before, there is definitely some truth to that. No matter when you help other people, you're helping yourself. But it kind of goes with that term, love your, you know, in order to really love your neighbor, you need to love yourself. Well, the same thing could be said here. So the goal of this show and the intent of this show is for me and in some way for you. And I put out there and pray and that, you know, that we could work on this together of eliminating the word worry from our vocabulary and from our being. And so anytime I was worried or I could think about being worried, 95% of the time, maybe even higher, that didn't come true. And worry creeps in. Because you're usually, it's something that happened in the past or you're thinking about something in the future. And it's unnecessary worrisome. Now, fear is a different topic and a whole different subject. And, you know, there'll be a time and place to discuss that. But worry can be related to stress, anxiety, what have you. And what are tools right then and there have the awareness when worry creeps in, how you can combat that. And that's, you know, the purpose of the spiritual fitness tools, and some that you can come right away to is some sort of meditation or breath work and realize that this is no longer serving you and you need to get to present time. And that could be just focusing on the breath. And then there are other practices that you can bring into your life, daily practices, practice, 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 these disciplines where over time you completely eliminate this because these practices help you be present. They help you be grateful. They help you also understand that if something isn't going your way, you'll work through it. And I think that's the big thing is when things aren't going our way or a problem occurs, we have the tools to handle it. And if that's the case, why should worry be in our lives? Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And then shame on me and shame on you or shame on any of us if we're putting worry on another individual. Oh, I'm worried that he or she may get hurt if they ride a bicycle without a helmet. Oh, I'm worried that he or she may blah, 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 blah. Because then we're putting that worry on someone else. And that is where I would challenge each one of us to take responsibility for our own being, our own thoughts. Because worry was passed on to you. Worry was passed on to me. And not just from maybe loved ones, but from others, just from the conditions, you know, from the news, from, you know, the stuff you start to eliminate in your life. I mean, eliminate, zero tolerance. So I'd like to say, man, let's commit to zero tolerance. Instead of using the W word, you know, first of all, eliminate it from your vocabulary. So we're not going to use that word for the rest of the show. Maybe there is a valid concern. Concern is a more stronger word. Also a little bit more concrete, like, okay. Concrete, my kid's got some bad grades going on. I'm really concerned here, you know, in the next step in this kid's, school path, wherever that may be. But I'm concerned. But I'm not W'd about it. I'm concerned. And we will work through it. And we will work through it. I'm concerned about my career. Things maybe aren't going my way, or I've been passed over for a job promotion, or I don't feel maybe so secure in my job. But yet, if I do the practices, there's no such thing as security. Who wants to live a life of being secure? It's about being stable, and it's about being stable in one's body, mind, and spirit. And having those practices in place to understand that a job is just sometimes just a job. And sometimes at that place of that job, we are to work on ourselves. Ah, work on ourselves. Is that maybe what we're each here to do? Work on ourselves. And to get to our best self. In order to do that, we need to let go of things that don't serve us, like this W word. Doesn't serve us. I don't see any positive thing about that word. You know, I think if, you know, through our yoga practice, we're taught not to really ask someone how they're doing, because you just focus. You could just see how they're doing by the focus of their breath, by just seeing if they're breathing deeply or calmly. But if you ever ask someone, say, "Hey, Nate," or "Hey, Andy, how you doing?" "Man, I am so W'd." No, you don't usually hear that. And I can't even think of a time where I've heard that W word. So why bring it into our life? So we're going to eliminate that word. And as we go to our break, just about a 1 minute break, to listen to our beautiful sponsor. As we go to that break, just basically commit. If you feel strongly like I do, to eliminate that word from your vocabulary. And we'll be back in 1 minute.
Learn why people fail to stay healthy. For example, diabetes and hypertension are symptoms, not diseases. They stem from three main reasons: inability to detox effectively, poor digestion, and long-term inflammation. Dr. Nisha Chellam can help you learn how and why these affect you and how to address each one systematically so you can truly discover the cause of the symptoms or disease and how to really resolve them if possible rather than simply manage them. Dr. Chellam believes you are your best doctor. Learn more about the functional medical way from a traditional MD who knows the science of the disease and understands the art of healing. Connect with Dr. Chellam at holisticicon.com. Consultations with Dr. Chellam are available regardless of where you live. Let Dr. Chellam help you resolve your health issues rather than simply manage them. Visit Dr. Chellam online now at holisticicon.com. That's holisticicon.com. Now, back to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. We're eliminating the W word. And for the second half of the show, you know, I just want to, for myself, I have to admit, this is going to be very easy. And it's because of the lifestyle I've chosen to live, a spiritual fit lifestyle. And that's what we're going to talk about in the second half of the show. for those who are new listeners and or the people that have been listening, we're going to kind of go through the 7 steps real briefly, each one, and just how easy they are to help you eliminate this word from our being. So the first step is to have some sort of prayer practice. If you've never heard, my morning prayer is very simple. As soon as I'm like fully awake, I just, if God resonates you or universe or source, whatever resonates with you, thank you for another beautiful day. I'm so grateful for my body, mind, and soul, boom, that's it. So you start off already in that positive vibe. And that's actually, you're saying the same thing at the end of the night too. So every morning and every night, you're saying like some sort of grateful prayer of thanks. Okay. And for those of you know who have listened to the show very strong, I've been doing the rosary beads. And again, this is a practice that I've been going on. I think it's maybe 48. I mean, it's been over 20 years, but this is a daily practice that turned into discipline, commitment and devotion, bead by bead by bead by bead. And again, what it's done more than anything is it's been a tool to keep me present. It's been a tool that has developed a closer connection to God, and it's brought me continually to build my relationship with Jesus, who is mentor in my life. That's what works for me. So, but the rosaries, the way they're intended through the Catholic Church, I just did it my own way. Again, it's more from a spirit. It is for a spiritual purpose that I use those beads. So if it's those beads or mala beads, but something that boom, 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 boom. And, preferably when I first started, I did these all different parts of the day, but now I've kind of just built it in to where I do it first thing in the morning, with a cup of coffee. And so that really starts the day. Then I read my positive thinking every day. By Norman Vincent Peale, which the one quote I shared today, now it has that W word. So I don't know now if I'm not going to use that W word, I'm going to have to replace that with a different word. But I'll read that. And it's always uplifting and inspirational. And then there's another book, another inspiring daily reader I read too. And when the time's right, I may share that. But I will tell you another big book that was part of my life 3 years, especially when I was going through some difficult times, is The Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo. And that is something I totally recommend, especially if you're kind of like want to dive a little deeper, you're going through a tough time in your life. That is a great daily reader. It takes a little bit longer. And then he's always got some little meditative things at the end. So that is highly recommended. Great. So we've started our morning. There's no reason to have this W thing in our place, right? We're thankful. We're grateful. We've done our beads. We're feeling good. Now what do we put in our body? Okay. Now I've developed a lifestyle where I don't eat for quite a while until after my yoga practice, but I know that maybe not everybody fits into that boat just yet. So we'll just do overall talk about nutrition. Again, we have been conditioned to, at least growing up in the world, that we've been conditioned probably not to put maybe the right things in our body, the right food, and maybe the right liquids. And so we have so much education now that there's really no excuse. And so putting the right foods will help us, let's feel better, our body, mind, and spirit. And we'll have to spend a whole show on nutrition, on what types of foods. But again, sometimes when you want to eliminate the W in your life, you have to eliminate the foods in your life that don't serve you. And it's work in progress, but when you get to that place, you kind of don't look back. And that's why I'm so grateful to now be involved in a business that served this purpose with Y-Bars. And, our motto is the ultimate bar for the body, mind, and spirit. So we've got that going on. Then fitness slash exercise. I've always put my book, but I've been now more and more as the time has gone by is yoga. Yoga, I believe anybody can do. And it's not about standing on your head or doing handstands. It's really getting to a place of a practice where some yoga practices, you don't even do postures. You don't even move. You can just sit and focus on your breath. There's actually, I think, six types of yoga. So, but yoga, the essence of yoga and having a yoga practice will definitely contribute to eliminating that W word in your life. And it's another practice that keeps you present. Another practice that keeps you very present in life. And that's ultimately, if we're living in present time, which is hard to do, don't get me wrong, but that's where the beauty is. That's where the beauty is. And so, man, we're praying in the morning, we're feeling good, we're eating good foods, we've got a yoga practice. Man, life is good, but yeah, some things don't go our way. We've got some things that could be a major concern in our life or with a loved one, but we have these practices to lean on that bring us back, that know that no matter what, we'll be able to work through it. Then reading. Guys, I'm coming clean here now. I do not have a television in my house. I do not have a television in my house. I think it is a very useless piece of equipment to have in my home. Oh, guys, I just have to interrupt. So this is the beauty of being in the present. As I'm talking to you, I'm just looking outside, and Nate just points out to the beautiful deer. This is beautiful. So now, this is what life is really all about. Being present, talking with you, looking out the window, seeing a beautiful deer eating plants, by the way. The animals are smart. They know what to eat. Just beautiful. So as I continue to talk, I'm just going to stare at this beautiful creature. Reading. Oh, so the elimination of television. Bye-bye. The only things that I do miss that I don't have my TV on is once in a while, I do like to relax and watch sports. That sports is fun for me. It's relaxing. But besides that, I can't see the use of the television. It is nice to have, I guess, watch maybe a funny movie once in a while, but again, living a spiritual fit lifestyle without the TV, I know I do, of eliminating the W word, eliminating stress, eliminating anxiety, what have you. So with that, I substitute that time of maybe 20 minutes or a half hour with reading and just reading positive stuff, positive thoughts, deepening my spiritual practice, self-development, personal development, and reading stuff that inspires me. Then there's writing, and writing is a huge tool, especially if that W word comes in and you're like kind of overwhelmed. Write yourself through it, write the solution out, write what's going on. And when you write that, you free yourself. So writing, daily affirmations. Oh, now there's two deers. Now I see two deers. Oh, this is beautiful. So then affirmations. My favorite affirmation, I start in the morning, I look in the mirror. I'm well, I'm happy, and I have peace within. I'm well, I'm happy, I have peace within. I now give that to you to now do in front of the mirror. Come up with your own affirmation. Start that in the morning. That helps eliminate the W word. And then ultimately, if you get to a place of meditation, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes a day, whatever that is, but use that tool and know that you're doing it for a higher purpose so you can eliminate that word in your life. And that's just one of the eliminated things. Reduce stress, eliminate anxiety, all these things that don't serve us. So, wow, time has flown. Looking at deer, feel grateful about today. Psyched that I am now committed to eliminating the W word from my life. And I thank you, because for that, we're all connected. And I thank you, because without you, I would not be able to do this. More about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com, or Amazon. If you want to connect with me, please send me an email to chris@chrisforte.com. Would love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Until next week, live brave.